And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, June 28th, 2009. It's the birthday of philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, born in Geneva in 1712, who, in his most famous book, The Social Contract, wrote that the natural condition of humanity is to be brutal and lawless, and that it is through an agreed social contract, which constitutes a good society, that humans are able to rise above their base nature. It's the birthday of the short story writer and novelist Amy Bender, born in Los Angeles, 1969, author of a novel, An Invisible Sign of My Own, and two books of short stories, all contemporary magical realism. Boys born with keys for fingers that can unlock any door, people with pumpkins for heads, women who give birth to their own mothers. Her short story, The Rememberer, begins, "My lover is experiencing reverse evolution. I tell no one. I don't know how it happened, only that one day he was my lover, and the next day he was some kind of ape. It's been a month, and now he's a sea turtle." It's the birthday of Eric Ambler, born London, 1909. His parents were entertainers. They gave puppet shows. He went off to school, studied electrical engineering. He wanted to write, though. And he said what happened was, simply having failed at playwriting, songwriting, engineering, I looked around for something I could change and decided it was the thriller spy story. The detective story genre has been worked over and worked over, but no one had looked at the thriller. It was still a dirty word. So I decided to intellectualize it, insofar as I was able. He set out to write thrillers that were actually based on reality, plots that could actually happen. His first thriller, The Dark Frontier, came out in 1936. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker, entitled The VCCA Fellows Visit the Holiness Baptist Church, Amherst, Virginia. We are the only light faces in a sea of mahogany, tobacco, almond, and this is not the only way we are different. We've come in late, the choir already singing, swaying to the music, moving in the spirit. When I was down, Lord, when I was down, Jesus lifted me. And for a few minutes, we are raised up out of our own skepticism and doubts, rising on the swell of their voices. The singers sit, and we pass the peace, wrapped in thick arms, ample bosoms, and I start to think maybe God is a woman of color and that she loves us in spite of our pale selves, so far away from who we should really be. Parishioners give testimonials. A deacon speaks of his sister who's gone home, and I realize he doesn't mean back to Georgia, but that she's passed over. I float on this sweet certainty of a return, not to the bland confection of wispy clouds and angels in nightshirts, but to childhood's kitchen, a dew-drenched June morning, roses tumbling by the back porch. The preacher mounts the lectern, tells us he's been up since four, working at his other job, the one that pays the bills, and he delivers a sermon that lightens the heart, unencumbered by dogma and theology. For the benediction, we all join hands, visitors and strangers, enfolded in the whole like raisins in sweet batter. We step through the door into the stunning sunshine, and our hearts lift out of our chests, tiny birds flying off to light in the red buds to sing and sing and sing. Poem by Barbara Crooker, The VCCA Fellows Visit the Holiness Baptist Church, Amherst, Virginia, from her collection Line Dance, published by Word Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org, produced by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.